Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. Two conference calls upcoming that you probably want to know about. One is April 10th on seasonal allergies with master herbalist Sabrina Seitz. For people who are just changing their diet and haven't had a chance to get rid of their allergies yet through diet, remedies can help. She's going to talk about that. And then next week on April 18th, I'm doing a conference call on inflammation, what causes it, and how the types of diseases that it influences and how to get rid of it real fast. So if you want information on those things, just call our office at 614-841-7700. So today I have some more bad news about mammography. It just never stops. While it's true that some women benefit, about 1 in 1,000 to be specific, many more women are harmed. In fact, estimates are that for every woman whose life is saved from mammography, 6 lose their life due to overdiagnosis and overtreatment. And I won't rehash the whole argument. I've got probably 70, 80 pages in the Health Brace online library about it. But I do want to cover a new study that shows yet another byproduct of mammography, which has been quantified now, and that's the psychological harm that results from the false positive mammograms. False positives, by the way, are really common. By the time a woman has had 5 mammograms, the chance of a false positive is about 47%. Studies have shown that the risk can be as high as 60% in some areas. A recent study shows that 3 years after women are told they don't have cancer following a false positive mammogram, they consistently experience more negative psychological responses than women who had normal findings, and even those women who were actually diagnosed with cancer. This study included 1,310 women who had mammograms during a one-year period, and 464 of them had abnormal test results. 174 were diagnosed with breast cancer, and by the way, we know a lot of them probably didn't have it. They had carcinoma in situ. 272 had a false positive result. At the beginning of the study and then at months 1, 6, 18, and 36, the women were asked to complete a questionnaire to evaluate their emotional status. And the women with false positives and the women who were diagnosed with breast cancer had about the same level of negative psychosocial response and remained the same for all 12 markers for the entire 3 years. And the responses were highest for anxiety-related symptoms. Not surprising. Somebody tells you you have cancer, or you might have cancer, that's a pretty frightening thing. Saying never mind later on may not just make it all go away. Now, what I always find interesting is what people in my field have to say about this. The discussion on medical sites about how to respond to this are, of course, that we have to continue doing mammograms. Adjustments in the area of greater accuracy are needed. Well, my gosh, the test is so inaccurate and useless, I don't actually know how we would accomplish that. Some people have recommended spacing the mammograms further apart. Well, it doesn't make them any more accurate. That doesn't solve anything. And then one genius said we should use cognitive behavioral therapy to lessen the stress associated with a false positive. It's just astounding to me. Health professionals seem to be willing to entertain almost any idea, no matter how far-fetched, other than discontinuing the use of a diagnostic test that has proven to be useless to almost all women and harmful to a significant percentage. So, anyway, just one more reason to make sure that mammography is not part of your healthcare regime. That's all for now, and have a great day.